Would you look with us tonight in the book of Judges, please?
Oh, God.
In God's precious divine library.
Touch it, Jesus. Touch it.
In verse number 19, chapter number 16, verse number 19. Chapter number 16, verse number 19. I hope I got it right tonight. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless him.
Oh, praise God. Verse number 19. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Lord, what a great honor and a privilege and a pleasure on our way to heaven to meet such a fine brother and such a fine family as the Nichols family that we had never met over these many years until just a few days ago. What a privilege and an honor it is to have been with them and with this fine group of people that come together to worship you. For none other purpose and for none other reason than to glorify the Redeemer, the Savior. Oh, what a being in this place and with this people and with this pastor and our good preacher brothers that's been here and supported us and all that's been done. Lord, we thank you for everything. If there's anything that's done this week, any good that's accomplished, if there's any soul encouraged, if there's anybody helped, if there's anybody that's been blessed in any way, we give none other but you the glory. For all cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no valley mist, neither shadow of your turning. It's you, Lord, that blessed them. It's not me. But, oh, Lord, I thank you for letting me be here with this people. How we praise you for it and give you the glory. Would you continually bless not only Brother Mike as he comes to this pulpit to preach to this people, and Brother Hatfield as he preaches to his people, and other pastors that have been here to preach to their people and pastor their churches. Give them, O Lord, a shepherd's heart in a greater measure. O God, give them more wisdom in this day of technology, in this day, Lord, of great wisdom of the world and of the things of this world. Would you give them the wisdom that's from above as well as myself? And help us, O Lord, to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Oh, may we wholly follow you as Caleb and do your will. Lord, we none never know that we may be meeting for our last time. This may be the last time that I'll get to see some of these folks. They might be gone on to glory. It might be, O Lord, that I might leave. Who knows? Life is so uncertain, only thou knowest. And you hold our lives in your hand. But I'm asking the blessings of the Lord upon this place and this pastor and this people and this community and the fellowship in churches, and meet every need for everyone, O Lord. Save the unsaved among our loved ones and friends here. O Lord, they've been good to me this week, more and abundant, by far worthy. Would you honor them, Lord? Would you honor them with their request and their desire to see their loved ones come into the fold before it's too late? Break not the brittle thread of life of those that's lost, the backslider. We have some here tonight who have loved ones that are backslidden. Oh, Lord, bring home the prodigals, I do pray. Put it in their hearts to want to come back to church and back to the Father. Oh, Lord, we have some that have loved ones that's never been saved, saved. Make this a soul-saving station. Make it a lighthouse in a dark world. Make it a place that men will find refuge for their troubled soul. We'll honor you and thank you and praise you. Now anoint our lips, O Lord, that we may speak as the oracles of God. Give us an understanding to your word, and we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us and you would help us, to shake. If you'll notice here in verse 20, his hair's cut. And he said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. I've done this before. And I'll do it like I've done it before, and I'll do it again. To shake is with great vibrations here. It means become with such vibrant shaking. I don't mean it's one of these here little peacock deals, you know.
Come on.
I'm talking about it showing up vibrating.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
What a blessed person was. And what a blessed man he could have continued to be.
Come on, brother.
If he had been like Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord.
Yes. Right.
Samson was born out of a promise. Born, he had a godly
heritage.
Isn't it sad as we journey and travel? And I told you the other night about the young lady that we walked in that early morning in South Carolina. And there's been other times and other places gone, and people will see us and they'll be, you know, I used to be in church.
Come on.
I've been met them when they'd say, you know, my daddy was a holiness preacher.
Come on, believe
my daddy was a Church of God, old time Church of God preacher.
Right.
When I was on the radio 6 days a week down there in Mobile, there was a lady that listened to me nearly every day, according to her husband and her husband too. And they were real estate people. And one reason she listened to me wasn't that she was so sanctified and so holy. But she said, he reminds me of my old preaching daddy that was an old time church. Samson had every reason in the world to have continued to live for God. His name simply just means sun rays, bright, shining. As a gleam in this boy's eye, there was a shine. I can see his dad and his mom had been barren. And they knew that this was a promised child that was given.
Right.
And because of this, and God being so good to him and giving him this promised child, he was to be a Nazarene.
Right.
He is from the tribe of Dan.
Right.
And he was, razor was not to come upon his head. He was not to drink anything of the vine, the fruit of the vine.
Right.
He was not to go around the dead. He was to be different.
Come on, William. Yes.
Because he was of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. You hearing what I'm saying?
Come on.
He was to be different because he was of God. There was to be a difference in him and the rest of the crowd.
Come on, William.
Hey. 13th judge of Israel he was. He judged Israel 20 years, but he could have judged more than that.
Right.
My Bible tells me that the Spirit of the Lord began to move on him while he was yet young in the camp of Dan. Oh, there's something about that little old boy over there that all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord began to come on him. And he felt something out of the ordinary and something unusual about him. I could see Manoah say to other folks, that's my little boy, Samson, right there. He's never had a haircut.
Right.
Amen. Now, I believe in men getting a haircut, but you better watch what barber shop you go to.
Come on, man.
Amen.
You see, Samson, one thing wrong with Samson, he went to the wrong barbershop.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen. Yes. You see, Samson run around and play, but every now and then there's something about it. I see all of a sudden one day the Spirit of the Lord come on him and he got one of them Holy Ghost jerks.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, something's happening here.
Yeah.
Said, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move on all times.
Come on.
Begin to come.
Come on.
Hey, God. I like for it to shake me once in a while, don't you? I sometimes say I wish the Holy Ghost would get on some of these starchy folks that's so dignified, sophisticated, that it'd knock every speck of the starch out of them and roll them, give them a good holy, a holy roll of God, a Holy Ghost shaking. Oh, glory to God. I know I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to them. They're not here, but you tell them I said it, would you? Praise God. Oh, yes. It began to move, and it began to shake him, and it began to stir him. And the Spirit of God began, and he come to realize, look at here. There's something about this thing. I can get to shaking, and I can get to shaking, and the Spirit of God come upon me. Hallelujah. Samson had the problem that a lot of folks had had, and even some preachers that had that problem. And he got to looking in the wrong direction and looking at the wrong things. Amen. He got to looking where he ought not to be looking. That's why you don't need no television. Praise God. That's why you need to be careful what you look. I'll set no evil thing before my eyes. Mine eyes has affected my heart. Don't you tell me you can do all this stuff and it not affect you. Praise God. How about you hear me tonight? He began to look, and all of a sudden he looked over yonder and he seen an old gal, and she wasn't an Israelite. And he come back to his dad and said, go over yonder and get her for me. And his daddy said, son, you don't need that girl. I ain't holding this girl. Look at her. Look what she's got. She's got ding-a-lings on both sides of her. She's got one in her nose. And you know the difference in a lot of the women in America and the women in the San Blas. The women in the sunblast wear rings in the nose, and the difference with them and a lot of our women over here, and men too, a lot of them is just this much difference in them.
Yeah.
Praise God. And now some of them's getting them in their tongue. Can you imagine? I can't help it. The first time I seen somebody with one in their tongue, and I was like,
yeah.
How in the world is he eating, talking? What a picture. Oh, yes! You don't need that girl. Amen. Lust will cause you to lust and look and desire things that God don't want you to have. Amen. He began to look over there, and then he began to want what was over there. Praise God. And he got what was over there. But that didn't satisfy him. It never does. It never does. I don't talk to you young folks just a little bit. And I'm telling you, I got me some friends here in this church, these young folks, and they've just been bragging on me. And I ought to give them the offering. They bragged on me so much. But an old TJ and all, buddy, I'll tell you, these boys, they all right. They're fine. That little old thing sitting back there is cute as a button. 4 years old, she's as pretty as pie. And that nobody with that blue dress on, I just picture. But you know, you got to be careful what you get your children.
Come on now. Preach this.
Amen.
Come on.
But Manoah wasn't dying. Because Samson warned her. Well, they warned it. Yeah.
Come on.
But sometimes we want what we think we want that really we don't want when we get it.
Come on now.
Uh-huh. The little girl kept screaming and hollering, wanting that hot iron that her mama was ironing with iron. When she let it get pretty cool, you know, where it would burn but not really scorch her hand, she just handed it to her. She grabbed screamed, said, see there, you didn't want it all the time. You just thought you wanted it. Samson thought that he wanted it. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God would move on him. Here's a man that God was a-touching. Oh, but you know what? Like so many of our holiness churches today, he began to take things for granted.
Preach. Come on, preach. Preach.
That's right. went that way and got out of it before.
Come on.
I went out there and come back before.
Come on now.
I went over there and come back before. We find that Samson come to a place when he was Achon and slew all those Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. That he cried unto God and he said, "Oh Lord," he said, "here I can now I'm fixing to die." And the Spirit of the Lord moved again and put water in that old jawbone, and he drank it. Got it and drank water right out of it. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord come about it. I caught 300 foxes and tied their tails together and set the Philistines' corn on fire. Picked up the gates and the doorposts of the city and walked off with them. According to archaeologists and smart men and men that claim, say, no, these gates weigh close to a ton. I'm not talking about little doors like that. I'm talking about showing up big city gates and walk 19 miles with them. Now, you'll have to say it's more than a man. Praise God. Yeah, but you can't understand, Brother Neil. This was a he-man. Oh, you better listen to me. He was no more than no other man. Can you prove it by the Scripture? Oh, yes, sir. When the Spirit of the Lord was not upon him, he was as other men were. There was no... you can't picture Samson as some big hunk walking around like some big gorilla. No. He was like everybody else. There wasn't but what made a difference was the Spirit of the Lord. I'll tell you what makes this church any other church different. It is not our theology and not how much we can quote Hebrew and Greek, but it is the Spirit of the Lord. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. No wonder Paul said to the church at Galatia, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Could I tell you, God had used Samson to run a great victory and to liberate his people. But the very thing that he was liberated from took him down, because he took things for granted. And we ought not, and I know I preached one night on hope for the worst backslider. And I want you to know, I want your backsliding loved ones, or backslid loved ones, to come back. And I'm going to be praying that somehow they will come. Oh, but if there's some things that we need to teach among our folks, is be consistent in our living and living all the time. Hallelujah. When my mama prayed for me at that bedside that night, one of the things she said, "God, I got saved when I was 13 and I haven't backslid one time over the years." Oh, had she had some problems? Oh, you better believe it. Had she been on the bottom, she'd been in some valleys. But she never got out of church and quit God. Oh, listen, too many times we take too many things for granted. Her Samson got to the place after a while, "It'll happen again. I got off out yonder and messed around. I better shook myself, and God come to me, and I felt His good Spirit and I felt His presence, and He helped me, and He'll do it again." But let me tell you, dear friend, there come a time when Samson shook, but there's no God there. You hear me? There come a time when Samson shook, but there's no Spirit there to deliver. Let's don't take for granted tonight that I've just been in for a little while and I can get back out and get back in. All I got to do is come in and cry a few tears and shake myself in the presence of the Lord. I'll tell you, you better be careful. I feel like warning somebody in this church house tonight, lest after a while you shake yourself like Samson, only to realize that God has left you. Oh, from the time he was a little boy, he never knew what it was to get in a predicament and in some kind of trouble.
Saul. But what the Spirit of the Lord didn't come to him. When the lion rose up, the Spirit of God rose up. Hallelujah. When the Philistines attacked, did the presence of the Lord come on him and delivered him? When they were going to kill him in the city, the Spirit of the Lord come upon him and he walked off with the doorpost. He was able to kill 1,000. But there was a little old woman by the name of Delilah that brought Samson down. I'll tell you, sometimes it's not the big things. It's the little things. Listen, the wise man Solomon said, take we the foxes. It's the little foxes that spoils of eyes. Sometimes it's not the big things, but it's the little things that saps our victory and pulls us down.
I think I'll do it. Let me give you about the little fox and the difference in the little fox and the big fox. The vines or the grapes, they're high enough that the little fox can't reach up and get the grapes.
Come on.
So, with its little pin teeth, and because it's small, it can get through the smallest of holes and wiggle through. And it gets through those small places and comes in to the vineyard, and because it's small and what it is, they don't notice, and the husband doesn't notice so much this little fox. And what it does, it goes there with its little teeth, and because it can't reach the grapes, it gets there to the root, a branch and around there, and it gnaws until it gets that bark, and it sucks the sap out. And it's 2 or 3 days later before this begins to wither and dies and spoils.
Yes.
And he knows a little fox has been there. Hallelujah. It's the little foxes that spoils our vines.
Yes.
It's the little foxes that's killing these things. Praise God. Now, Samson, be careful. Oh, don't you know? Look who I am. You just don't realize who I am. You don't realize that I'm the bright shiner. You don't realize that God's got His hand on me. You don't realize that the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. I'll tell you, I've whipped a lion barehanded. I've whipped Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. I've done this and I've done that, and God's always been there, and I can do it again, and I can do it again. And all of a sudden, old Delilah has him laying in her lap. She rubs him the way his hair lays. She talks so smooth in words to him. He's misled her a couple of times, but now he's told her his heart. He's emptied out. He's brought out where his power lies. And what happens? And all of a sudden, while he's a snoozing and a cruising, he's a losing what he's going to need just in a little while. You hear me? You might get in the rocking chair of ease. You might lay on the flower of beds of ease tonight, but there'll come a time when you're going to need God to help you. You're going to need the Holy Ghost to move for you. You're going to need the Spirit of God to touch you. As Samson went to sleep, and while he slept, he got him a haircut in the wrong barber shop. Oh, great God, have mercy. First of all, he shouldn't have never got one. Secondly, it was the wrong place to get it. And he was in the wrong position to have had it. And he was doing the wrong thing for it to have happened. He should have been awake. He should have been somewhere else. He should have been going to some other place. No. But laying down yonder, the devil will coax you. And he'll charge you. And he'll say, don't worry. You can do it after a while. Come on, just get outside for a little while. Just come on out here. It ain't going to hurt you to backslide for a little while. After all, you've done it twice. You've done it 3 times. And you remember you come back and shook a little bit, and the Spirit of God come back on you, and you felt the presence of the Lord. Oh, yes, talk to Samson tonight. He's talking to you and telling you, boy, telling you, girl, telling you, man, you better not get out. This could be it. After a while, when the rage has passed, the nap's over.
you hear me? Delilah shakes him and wakes him and says, "Arise, Samson, the Philistines be upon thee." He raises up and he said, "I'll do as I've done before. I went down this road before. I've been through this dilemma before. I've been in trouble before. This is not my first encounter with the Philistines. This is not my first encounter with trouble. This is not the first battle I've ever been in. I've been in battles before, and God's been with me, and God's been on my side, and God's delivered me. All I got to do is step out there and shake myself, and when I shake, God will come on." Oh, brother, I'm afraid in a lot of our churches tonight, there's a whole lot of shaking without a God. There's a lot of commotion without a Holy Ghost lotion. Oh, hear me tonight. We need a shaking, but we need a Holy Ghost motion, a Holy Ghost stirring, a Holy Ghost moving, a Holy Ghost touching, a Holy Ghost burning, a Holy Ghost revival. It's okay to shout, and I believe in it.
Yes.
I think I might have done a little bit of it myself last night. But I don't tell you.
Come on,
it's all in vain except the Lord's in the shout.
Amen. Come on. Come on now. Come on, the milk. Come on. Preaching tonight, God.
And we can get to the place after a while we can have church without a bit of spirit about it.
Amen. Come on.
And somebody don't know the difference. And some of our folks so naive they don't.
Come on now. You're right.
Amen.
Come on. Touching God.
I've preached long enough.
Come on.
Over the years, studied enough that I could preach without a lick of spirit.
Oh my. Come on.
Yeah?
Right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You mean you? I'll tell you the cold fact.
Come on.
Now wait a minute, brother. Don't wait a minute me. I've done it. Didn't want to, but I have. I wish there was an anointing. I want to be an anointing. I want to feel, but I didn't. I don't know why. Yeah? I wish I was like you other preachers. Always got an anointing every time you went to the pulpit and always got fired up. But I ain't always got it that way, Brother Mark. There's been a few times it's been as dry as cracker juice in my barn. Amen. But I was pulling. I was trying. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, we can get to the place we get the Laodicean church. We can have church without God. We can be to the place we don't need nothing. We can be like Samson and say, "Oh, don't worry. It'll happen again. It'll move again. It'll do it again. Just go ahead and live like you want to. Go on down there and have you some fun. Just get out for a little while. Go ahead and get outside for a little while." But brother, what might happen? And could very well happen while you're out there. God could move away. You see, old Samson woke up. He woke up. He woke up empty and didn't know it. Void and didn't understand it. He woke up to see, but yet God had caused him not to see that he had left. God didn't get on the telephone or get on the radio. I didn't write him a letter or send him a telegram. He didn't even give him an email or nothing. And to say, "Hey, Samson, you better shape up because I'm fixing to ship out if you don't do it different. Amen. If you don't move out of here, I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to stay down here in this mess. I'm not going to hang around here. I'm fictionally. No. Let me tell you, God will leave you and never serve you a notice. God will leave you and never tell you a thing. God can leave and never speak. You hear me? He wist not. He didn't know it. He thought, surely God's here. God's still here. I know I'm not feeling it right now, but He's here because He's been here over the years. There's been 20 years of feeling His experience. and feeling this Holy Ghost move and the Spirit of God, because he judged Israel at 20 years. I've been feeling this, and I know that God's around, and he jumps up and he shakes himself. But brother, he had become as other men, and he wished not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed and left him. He was nothing now. He was no match for the enemy. He was a failure now. He was going down now. A man that had triumphed. A man that God had touched. A man that had brought glory. A man that had brought honor. All of a sudden now, he's defeated because the Spirit of the Lord has left him. Some years ago, in Bedford, Indiana, Shady Springs, I was preaching a camp meeting night speaker. I preached along these same lines. And we had quite a few folks come to the altar that night. And buddy, was God ever dealing with this preacher? Was God ever dealing with this preacher? Said, you're shooting for big stakes tonight, boy. Great Lord, have mercy. I don't know. I would say somewhere around 30 people in that altar. I mean, bawling. I was going down through there. God, who is it? Lord, who is it? Where is it? God, who is it? Who is it? And I was praying. And Brother Newsom, I was praying for this and praying, and I was looking. I was questioning the Spirit. Where? Who? Who is it? I was going, where? Who? Who? And in that congregation, in that altar service was one of the local pastors. In fact, he had been the overseer and the moderator for that fellowship there at one time. He was one of the most populous, had one of the best churches in that whole area. And he was down there crying and praying. I walked by and patted him. I said to myself, this brother's probably going through some things at his church, and he's fighting some battles over this church, you understand? And because, hey, this is, you know, and I just kind of, God bless my brother. And I went on down, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, there's your man you're looking for right there.
Touching God.
That man? That's the guy that everybody's bragging about. He's Mr. Personality. He's the best preacher in this whole area. This guy right here is a gem and a jewel. I said to myself, man, I missed this thing. I don't know where I'm at, but I'm missing this thing. Spirit of the Lord said, that's him.
Come on,
brother.
Help him, God.
I went over there and put my arm around him and cried and prayed with him. Oh. He come to me after church and said, I want you to come preach me a meeting. I said, I don't know if I can. I'm busy and I got church, you know, and I'm pastoring. And I've got another meeting or two I got to preach. And some of them said, go preach for him. He called me later. But you know what? Before I could get there, he was gone. He was gone. He was gone. He is gone. He has gone. So far gone. Ooh, I've wrestled with this through the day. I've wrestled with it some through the night. Ooh, don't you wait around too long to get stirred. Don't you take things for granted. David cried out in Psalms 13:3. He said, enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Oh, wouldn't you love to have been there? That couch, wouldn't you have loved to have been there and have been hollering, Samson, wake up, boy, before it's too late. Wake up, Samson, before God leaves. Wake up, Samson, before God. Wouldn't you love to have been there and have felt the presence and say, Samson, God's fixing to leave, son. Throw up your hands. Cry aloud and spare not, Samson. Wake up, boy. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You'll never be the man that you were, Samson. Oh, yes, I'll agree with you 100% that Samson brought down that arena and brought down more people in his death than he did in all the other times. But what you got to remember is he will never be the Samson that he was. Oh, no. Another thing you find about Samson, he wasn't a man of much prayer. He never prayed a whole lot. One time
we find that he cries to God when he's defeated the Philistines with a jawbone. And outside of that, you don't find him seeking God much. The rest of the time, he's just taking everything for granted. All it takes is a shake and go through some kind of motion. You know what's happening to a lot of our holiness, folks? Brother, we're getting in a place that we can get a kind of certain little beat going and a certain little tune of going and get something of going. But I'm telling you, it's going to take more than that. It's going to take hearing from heaven. It's going to take a sanctified life. It's going to take a dedicated life. It's going to take a committed life, a surrendered life, a yielding life. Oh, a life that loves God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to take more than looks. It's going to take going by the book. Praise God. It's going to take more than just saying it. We're going to have to experience it. You hear me? It's going to take more than a fast song and loud music. It's going to take the Spirit of God to get us out of here. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Well, I wish somebody would wake up tonight before it's too late. I wish you'd shake inside, shake yourself and say, wake up, lest I sleep too long. Full of a hot shot the heart. Oh, oh, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh, Samson! They take him and humiliate him. They don't send a soldier to get him. They don't send somebody with spears and a sword. They send a little boy to a mighty warrior. How humiliating. A little lad comes to get him. We ain't afraid of you no more, big shot. God ain't with you no more. You just like the rest of us now. And we are without God, folks. If there's one thing I want to try to remind myself often, God, without you, I'm nothing. Amen. For Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to be careful that we don't pin glory on nobody but the one who all the glory is due, and that is He who has ascended on high and led captivity captive and give gifts to men. The one that saved us from our sin. Praise God. We have nothing to glory in saving Him. Praise God. There is nothing that we can do except the Lord build the house. They that labor labeth in vain, except He wake the city. The watchman waketh in vain. I don't care if you got enough books to fill this whole sanctuary and you memorized every one of them. I don't care if you can quote from Genesis to Revelation word by word verbatim, brother. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You hear me? This Bible tells me I gotta have more than a form. I gotta have more than just a fashion. I gotta have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in my heart and in my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, how we must tell our people they must be born again. You hear me? It's more than shaking the preacher's hand. It's more than motion. It is the Holy Ghost lotion that has to stir and shake our hearts and souls. Oh, God, stir up Samson. Oh, Samson, you fail. You miserably failed, Samson. You're nothing now, great Lord. He's out there grinding at the meal. He's took the place of an animal. He's grinding at the enemy's meal. He's grinding corn for them to eat, brother. Oh, can you see him over there? Say, pass me some of that Samson ground cornbread and laugh. Can you see him make fun and mock him? I'll tell you, without the Spirit of God, this world's going to mock us. You hear us? Oh, yes. There are mockers and scoffers, and they will be in these last days. But I want the Holy Ghost anointing. Oh, glory. Isn't it something? Some of these movie places and all like that, they've tried to imitate
imitate us. And they've tried to be like us, but they can't get nobody that'll do it like the soul of sanctified crowd. Like that bunch of Holy Ghost anointed. They just can't come to the grade. And they'll try to get among us and imitate it, but they can't do it. Hallelujah. They can't make a pattern like it. They ain't none like it. Glory to God forevermore. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God. Oh, take up the carpet. Throw out the pews. Turn off the lights. But give me Jesus. And give me the Spirit. And give me the anointed. Oh, hallelujah. I take off my suit. I do away with my shoes. But give me the moving of the Holy Ghost. And the stirring of the mighty power of the living God.
We have substitute for butter.
Come on. Preach.
We have substitute for bread. We have substitute for everything. In fact, they're trying to substitute even now for the church and for religion and for the Spirit of the Lord to play church. They're like the children of Israel that sat down to eat and rose up to play.
Yeah.
Amen. We've got sports now more interested in that than we are in having church.
Come on. Preach.
If you want to build your big deal, take that out, John, and turn it into a basketball deal. Take that field out there instead of teaching youngins to live for God and live sanctified and teach them the Word of God. I'll teach them to get out there and do sports and get mad and fuss and argue and fall out with one another. Two pastors had to separate them at a ball game. Now ain't that something great, Lord? And now ain't that spiritual? You hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you what America has done. We've started playing church and worship and sports. Amen. We are more interested in paying. Don't want to pay the pastor nothing. Don't want to give the church hardly anything. And grumble when they spend a few pennies on something at the church. But when it comes to these rotten, stinking ball games, these bunch of heathens and devils and dope takers, you hear me? Adulterers and liars. We'll pay them millions and rejoice over them getting it. You just around a shout. I'm going to preach it anyway. Hallelujah. If there's anything we ought to want for heroes, it's a sanctified. It's a Holy Ghost field. It's a fire baptized. It's those that are true and those that are holy. Praise God forevermore. You know who I want my grandchildren to look to? Don Rich. I want them to look to holy men. Lester Moore, Ralph Cox. Hallelujah. Brother Newsom, though I hadn't knew him, I want them to look to holy men. Hallelujah. I want them to look to men that are sanctified. Woo! You can't hardly get them to come to prayer meeting, but you can get them to go to a ball game.
Come on, preach it. Preach it, preach it.
Whose God is their belly? If you want to get them there, feed them.
Come on.
Feed them the Word of God to their soul, and they'll stay away.
Preach.
Get Jezebel and Ahab over there to do their kill these specials.
Come on.
She'll get up there like a freezing calf and in the dead winter time, and all they'll just take on.
Come on now.
But get some good sanctified women up there, and they'll sit there and look at them like, what?
Yeah.
I'd rather hear somebody sing with two strings of a guitar and them two not in tune and have this good blessing. Hallelujah. Samson. Samson. You need to shake before it's too late. You don't need to wait until the Lord's gone. Oh, brother. We find him grinding for the enemy. A lot of people are bound by the forces of the enemy because they refuse to obey God. And then the day comes of the big feast. They call for Samson to make sport.
Come on.
That is, to make fun.
Come on.
And entertain.
Come on.
and the poke and the laugh at. And I see him when that little old boy comes leading him into the arena. Folks go to laughing and screaming and hollering. Saying, uh-huh. Look at her, Mr. Warrior.
Look at her, Mr. Judge of Israel. Look what Israel's got for their judge. Look at him. His eyes is out. They tell me when you have a sudden blindness that comes upon you for some reason that the most vivid things is the last things that you saw. What's the last things that he saw? Saw himself go into captivity. Saw his enemy triumph over him. And he saw his eyes put out. Yes, you can find him in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And his name is mentioned in the hall of faith. He's there. But let me tell you, how much further could he have gone, and what good more could he have done had he have not been so foolishly and unwisely in the way that he directed his life out of the will of God. Amen. While they're getting us a song ready to sing, I want to say tonight, please, dear friend, please don't wait too late to start trying to get stirred and moved. There we find Samson has a prayer meeting in that arena. He asked the boy, said the lad that had him, said, would you lay my hands upon the pillows? And he lays his hands upon the pillows. He leans against those pillows, and the Bible said he prayed. And he cried unto God and said, oh Lord, this once more. One more time would you do it for me? Oh Lord, I'll never see. I'll never be able. I'm going to tell you what, I don't know how much you have food with foxes, but foxes are fast, and not only are they fast, they're cunning. They're slick. This guy caught 300. He had to be something other than a man. Fast. Yes, he did. But he'll never chase another fox. He'll never see another jawbone of an ass. He'll never look at another no sorry woman again. And there he prays another prayer. And this time he says, oh God, would you this one more time, please? Please. Just this once. That I might avenge my eyes. Lord, would you help me one more time? And I see him as he leans against those pillows. And the Bible said, with all of his might, he pulled and pressed. God favored him one more time. But let me ask you, dear friend, how many Samsons do we know that God never did favor that one more time? They're there. They're there. Those who one time experienced great experiences with God, who got foolish and careless in their living and let the enemy of their soul pull them astray, blind them to the reality they really needed God, failed and miserably failed and died a failure. Oh Lord, oh Lord, would it be tonight, here at Shadeville Church of God, while the Spirit of the Lord has been a-moving, will this be the night that the presence of the Lord will move away from somebody and they don't know it? They wist not. They wist not. You know, some of us that's been in this thing for a long time, we've seen churches, little whole congregations, spiritually die. They come in and sing songs. They have a little lay me down to sleep at the altar. The preacher preaches something or other. He's got a little laid out deal there that he can kind of smooth their conscience off and kind of rub them off and keep them, and they give him the offering And they got it set to where they can go home. They make sure they got it set where they can get out at a certain time. And they go through a little form. And after a while it gets to the place, oh, well, we're okay because we're still going to church. But church without God is just church. It's not nothing else. It's dead. Amen. More than anything, we're to be spiritual beings. Amen. And he wist not that the He shook, but too late. Stand with us tonight. I want to ask you, when is the last time you felt the presence of the Lord? Don't take things for granted. Don't just say, well, it'll happen again after a while. Don't take that for granted. You know, some people take their marriages for granted. They take their church for granted. They take their pastor for granted. They take their brother and sister in the Lord for granted. And they take God for granted. That's the most dangerous thing you can do, is take so many things for granted. I'm going to ask you tonight while they sing, would you like to come and say, Lord, I don't want to take most of all you for granted. I want to feel your Spirit, His Spirit, to bear witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Not just because you look like, not just because you're standing in, not just because your bloodline is what it is, but it's because you have the Spirit of the Lord touching you and witnessing with you and giving you that sweet assurance. Praise God. Oh, how good it is to have Him to touch us tonight, so if we need Him in the next little while, we know that He's there. Would you sing for us, please? Don't wait too late.
Gone. My heart is full.
How about it tonight?
Sorrow.
Is somebody here tonight in this congregation? You're feeling yourself beginning to drift. The coaxing, enticing, pulling strings of this world's are tugging at you and saying, oh man, you can get back. The devil comes along and tells you, don't worry about it. You need to get out again for a while. You need to get out for a while. You need to break a loose. Don't pay attention. Don't be foolish, he says. You got some time to spend yet. Samson wasn't no old man. No. You better back that up and check it. He was no old man. Oh, listen. There come a time when he needed God the most, he wasn't there. What about it tonight? While our brother sings, would you come tonight?
Help others find
a way. Praise
God. I'm at your mercy. Please forgive me.
Oh, Son of God.
I can't
believe Son of God.
The God of earth.
What about it? Would you come tonight and say, Lord, let me feel you one more time? Oh, how many times have I prayed this prayer just once more, Lord? Again, I want your assurance. I want to know, Lord. Hallelujah. You believe the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. Just one more time, oh God, touch me again. Lord, give me that reassurance. Oh, Lord, give me that touch in my heart. God bless you, sister. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Let us pray. Would you come? Let's pray. Praise God. Come and let's pray.
All I have is you. I'm at your mercy.
Oh God.
And Lord, I'll serve you.
Oh God.
Until my dying day.
Oh God.
Help others find a way. I'm at your mercy. All I have is you, I'm at your mercy, and Lord, I'll serve you, until my dying day, I'll help others find a way, I'm at your mercy, please forgive me. God of earth and glory. Then I read in the Bible that old story, how he bled for my forgiveness while he was dying on the tree. Oh, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. I'll help others find a way. At your mercy, please forgive.